Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Huh. I feel like Diddy has a decent reputation up till today.
The investigation is being led by Homeland Security agents in New York, where a lawsuit was filed against him by a former girlfriend last year accusing him of sex trafficking. In a statement issued, Homeland Security did not elaborate on the nature of its investigation. However, it has jurisdiction to investigate the illegal movement of people, goods, money, technology, and contraband banned, including sex trafficking.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi, everybody. Did you use any of the humor said you had so much white blonde? Did you use any of it?
I actually don't know what we used. I have new hair. It is your pop culture podcast. And I just wanted to go blonde because it's summertime and I feel like
it is summertime.
Summer romances are going to be popping up like crazy.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So number one, I did a TikTok because my son, you know, immediately was like, Travis isn't following Taylor.
It was amazing.
And rumors, he goes, oh my gosh, people are talking about it. I don't know where he sees it, but I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And everyone was just like, you can't believe how many people
got mad at you,
are horrified at the idea that that could be over. Like, it is, people are seriously attached to this romance.
Yes.
I was just reporting what I heard, you know?
Yeah. 13-year-old. They know more than any of us.
And then he was like, Mom, I'm not sure. And I was like, it's okay. We don't have to be sure. We just talk about what we hear. It's fine. And then I saw all their pictures of them, the Bahamas.
And they're happy and in love.
Mm-hmm.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
They're a perfect little, no one's perfect, by the way. But it is, the phenomenon is,
it's so nice to have. It's so nice to have that, you know, for the world to have them.
Really, if you think about it, this is what's weird. Think about this, you guys. If you have teenagers, before they used to have crushes mm-hmm. on like Justin Timberlake, Britney mm-hmm. Spears, they had like these icons. Mm-hmm. And they would, when Justin and Britney got together, Timberlake mm-hmm. and Spears, when they got together, mm-hmm. everyone was like, oh, I ship them. And they love them together, right? Mm-hmm. And then this is the real time. But they're so much older, which is so weird because they go to such a young demographic.
I know.
Very healthy, though. Like, I'm very
I love it, too. Because you would think that younger kids, but they're so old. Because when we were young, how old are they?
34.
Like, 34 was like,
you're dead.
I mean, we had like a million babies by then.
Yeah.
So I had my last baby at 34.
So the two of them are like, mm-hmm. I ship you. So I love that because it is a healthier relationship and mm-hmm. he speaks really highly of her. And I think he's setting a precedent for what a lot of these girls are like, that's my bar.
I love it. I love it. I will sit here and I will continue to, I don't know, I've never met anyone who seems skeptical but myself that it's going to last forever. But yes, I get to have an opinion because everyone else loves it. So I'm allowed to say, I just don't see it long term. Just going to sit with that. Okay. April 2nd, The Idea of You is coming out, the movie. Catherine?
Hey, are you excited? Are you nervous?
Okay, Kat and I bought the book together. I haven't read a book in 750 years.
Nope. The last one was ours.
Yeah.
Great Mother's Day gift, by the way, for yourself or someone you know. It's called Mom Truths or Mom Secrets.
Best books ever. We read the book. Kat read it twice as fast as I read it. I don't understand speed reading. I did start to kind of see the paragraphs that I was like, blah, 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 you know, and then get to whatever. I love this. Like, I've never read one like
You're not
that.
A fast reader, period.
No, I mean, I only sat down 4 times and I read it.
Yeah, no, but like, I mean, mm-hmm. you're not, it is as, if, mm-hmm. if you, the more you read, the faster you get.
Right.
It's
right.
not like you, if you haven't read them forever, you're mm-hmm. not going to sit down and be fast.
No,
but once you get into the book, she's like, okay, here we go. Okay. Let's go.
So I've never read a book like that. Welcome. That had so many like detailed sex scenes.
Welcome. Erotica.
Okay.
Soft erotica.
Yeah.
Because
it's still quite detailed.
Yes. Because some of them though, that is.
I talked about anal.
I know, but not, they didn't go into it. But yes, it admit they did.
Sure did.
They did throw it on out there.
Yeah. And then that's like licking my, near my butthole.
Yeah.
So I've never done, and it's so fun.
You seem so excited about it.
I can't even believe that the main character like said butthole, you know, she just didn't seem like someone to say butthole.
Right.
And I love how it's just like every chapter, like had a place that they were, a sex scene and an end. Place that they went, a sex scene and an end. It's like this repetitive, are a lot of them like that?
Yep.
Okay. So
what you do have to do is, we won't ruin the ending for you. Those of you who haven't read the book, not that we could really ruin the ending for you, is.
I didn't know it was going to happen. I actually didn't.
I did. You'll read a bunch of them and then you know. Unfortunately, though, I wish it hadn't ended that way.
Oh.
Because I feel like it was, like it shouldn't have ended that way.
Really? I want to know how you think it should have ended.
Oh, I don't know. Spoiler alert. Do they just fast forward this part?
I guess
a lot of them have read it by now.
It's not
because the movie's coming
my
out.
My mom only rents from the library books, by the way.
And it's not out yet.
So she went to go see The Idea of You and she doesn't buy it because she goes, I read 4 books a week.
Yeah.
I get them from the, but I get them from the library.
Yes. On here. I mean, my son should do the same. He reads so many books so fast.
Okay. My voice. Yeah.
So
wait, hold on. So she's like, 18 weeks until it's available. Because I guess everyone's reading it, but she's like, then you get surprised and they're like, oh, it's available.
Can't you just share the audiobook with her?
That's what I asked.
I mean the book on thing. I'll see if I can.
Okay.
So.
I was like, it was $5.
I think 2 problems of the book. Number one, he was way too young.
I agree.
So he was 20 in the book. He's 24 in the movie. Good move. At least 24 is
And he's 29 in real life.
a lot more digestible than 20.
Yeah, because we all know about that whole thing about the brain being fully developed at 25. It would be nice to be closer to 25.
Also, the 20-year-old,
he's a 20-year-old in a boy band, and she's a divorcee who's getting close to 40, and she has a daughter who's 12.
Yeah. So I was fine. The age thing was kind of gross, to be honest. I was sort of like 20. I'm like,
I know.
I wish you were 22.
Me too.
Just something over legal.
I would have loved 27.
Yeah, then I don't think it would have been as scandalous. Like, they would have no plot. It has to be like 24, 25. Okay. 25 would have been. I mean, okay. Kristen Cavallari has a bang on.
He's at
24.
Okay.
Bang on.
Okay.
Like, she is the book.
Okay.
Literally, she is the book.
She is the book.
Unfortunately, she's not going to like how it ends. But I think they got a lot right. They got a lot of the ideologies of obsession.
Yeah.
And sort of like this vortex.
Yeah.
And her lust. And this love. Is crazy. I can't do this back and forth, right? Hated the ex-husband. That part
It's
terrible. He kept gaslighting her, but he's with the younger woman.
And why did she never, in those conversations,
say, you're a younger woman.
You think I'm ruining our daughter?
Yeah. You're with a younger woman.
Did he have an affair?
But it did. Yeah, like, she's like, we were never enough for you.
So. And you're having a baby. She never spoke up for herself.
No.
I was so mad at her during those times. Okay.
So I thought, I was like, why this just continues the stereotype of women and men? Because if it was a man, we wouldn't blink twice. If he was with a 23-year-old girl, we would be like, whatever. Okay. We'd be like, oh, he's rich.
Okay.
The fact that it's such a problem is sort of the problem.
Okay.
That an older woman wouldn't be as attractive. Mm-hmm. Why do women get attracted to... Why do young girls get attracted to older men, but young men can't be attracted to older women?
Yeah.
It feeds this whole idea that we're past our expiry date.
Okay.
And Natalie and I just had a conversation that we think women are actually aging better than men these days. So
take a close look at the dads around you. They don't look so good. The women, their clothes, their skincare, their hair, their face, their attitudes, their energy, they're looking good.
Carry on. Yeah, so I wish that it hadn't been such a problem.
Okay.
Well, they wouldn't have had a book if it was.
Okay.
I wish it was more about her struggle with who she was as a person, being okay with someone who was younger, rather than it being so terrible.
Okay.
And everyone around her being like, this isn't going to go anywhere. So just might as well let it go. Why? Why can't it go somewhere?
And why couldn't she have a best friend? Because, I mean, if you did that, I'd be like, and I could see how in love you were. I'd be like, anything's possible.
That's what's unfortunate to me. Okay. I'm curious how it ends in the movie because I do think that if it was man and a woman, an older man, a younger female, we'd be like, oh, that could last forever.
So how would you have dreamed that it ended?
That you could have your dreams and be with someone who, if you are connected in a situation where you two are. If life gets in the way and you can't be together, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because of a situation, for one person to decide that it's not going to work out, I feel like that she showed her age.
Sadly. But wasn't the biggest problem her daughter's issue with it? And that's why she eventually ended up doing it?
I didn't take that from the book. Ooh. I took that their lives were never going to, like, it was too crazy. Like, I want this. We have two different lives. They're never going to
blend. I took it that she did it for Isabel because Isabel's like, I can never get over it.
We'll have to see.
How would we have dealt with Isabel in that if it was us?
So she's got her right away. I'm dating this boy, Dan.
I'm dating this boy. And when the 18-year-old boy said to her that she liked, tell your mom I'm turning 18. And when the girl said, get a dick pic, you just teach your daughter to
give a fuck. They're going to say that. Here's the funny thing. Kids are going to say that about anything.
Right.
They're going to say that about anything right now. Anything. If your mom or dad is in the public eye, which is so much more now because of social media, or they can watch your dad's really hot and he goes to pick up.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh my God, your dad is so hot. We see it all the time.
So
look at when you go to the rink, your mom's a rocket. They say your kids now.
Yeah.
No different.
Yeah.
No difference.
So basically, she should have worked with Isabel to get through it and not break up with him because Isabel couldn't handle the teenagers.
And also, Stifler's mom was 34 or something stupid like that, or 35. And I also didn't like how she didn't, I understand people keeping a divorce civil, but saying to her daughter, how come dad, like as a feminist, how come dad can do it and I can't do it?
I know.
Okay. No, I agree. I'm curious how the book ends. I mean, you read it because it's easy and it's fast and it's brainless. Like you like read it because it's easy to get into the ones like with the divorce and affairs. You'll love that one. Or the two lives. And then with all this, there's some crazy good ones.
Two lives is good. I read a bunch of those when I first started on ByVance. I read a bunch of those Hoovers.
She's different. She's not, that's not, they're too serious. Yeah. There's other ones that are like rom-com style, but with like more of the danger comp. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll like that one.
So the main character who's cast in,
wait, we have to take a break.
Okay.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
In the movie, the thought of you.
The idea of you or the thought of you?
The idea of you.
Yeah.
It's coming out April 2nd. I had recognized him, but I've never seen him in anything. So obviously I'm doing a deep dive.
He's 29.
He's right. I'm just great. Huge shoulders and arms. Really soft lips. Good face.
It's a little Invisalign if I'm...
He's British.
I know.
Didn't she say he had uncharacteristically not British teeth? And that she said his teeth were so great? Wasn't it also funny that he got a nose job near the end? Anyway, weird. I was like, wait, wow, your nose job. I didn't expect that from him. And what a weird part to put in it. Anyways. So yeah, deep dive. He and he's played a lot of gay characters. He's very like sexy.
Okay. So he's going to do a good job.
I think it's going to like, even in the clips, I've seen one clip 5 times. Every time I see it, crotch rockets.
Wow. So we're not watching it together. You're watching it alone on a Friday night.
All by myself. Everybody out. All by myself. It feels so hot.
And you're not watching it with the family.
No.
It's not a family sit-down movie.
And I'm not a particularly Anne Hathaway fan.
Well, maybe she'll shock you.
Yeah, I'm so open for that. But I think that my eyes will be on him.
Ooh.
Anyways, juicy, juicy. Guys, read the book, but definitely watch the movie alone.
Well, Kristen Cavallari is literally living it.
Okay.
She is mirroring the movie.
Did you know this was coming out? Fucking do this just to like, it's just so
boy band. No, but I do, you know, I, for like when we did that clip that went viral on like TikTok and stuff, it was more my perspective. Number one, having a son, and then number two, being Kristen. So it was like, if I was his mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not really his mom. by the way, everyone's like, you're his mom. Wow. I'm like, no, I'm not his mom. That's not physically possible, but okay. You both look great for, you know. So if I was his mom, that was my process of like, what would it be like if he brought home someone really close and then vice versa, just sort of going through the motions.
Of course, because we do everything from a mom perspective.
Absolutely. And then if I was her, what would that be like to have my kids be introduced to someone who was so handsome? And so just, I was just thinking from every angle what that would be 100%. Like. I mean, for her, no brainer, fun. There's no, it's not a judgment on her. It's more like the outside perspective. Because I do think even if you're a man that's 37 who's dating a 24-year-old, your friends will either be like, dude, it would not be as shocking as the other way, which is shitty. I hope we change that. Thank you, Kristen, for changing that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope both. And I hope that, I mean, it's
personally, I couldn't do it right now.
No.
I mean, personally, I'm not, that's not my attraction.
Me neither.
But to her. Thank you.
And I mean, Kristen thought that she was only going to be like into like older guys, and she was recommended to be with like an older man. And then this happened, which I love how honest she is about it. It's like she's sitting there on her podcast talking about to her best friend about it, and she's just being so casual. I love that too. I think that's really great for a lot of women who might be in the situation are thinking of getting into it and being okay with it. So
I would love to talk to younger men about why they like older women.
Okay, let's get someone.
Because I am curious from their perspective.
What it is.
Yeah, because I think for me, it would be that the baggage is like, it's so pure.
Okay.
It's so like, it's just there's not, I even look back at us when we had little babies and I'm like, what did we think about? What did we talk about? Like, what was in our brains? And then I think about having how complicated it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And the older you get, the more complicated it gets. And for him, no kids, no ex, just fucking roll in and do TikToks with his besties and then be like, let's go party. Like, what else? They don't know what else to think.
I know. It's so great. And they're just so. So I looked up Kristen's ex and did like a deep dive on him, what he
is. He's a man.
He's I don't know why she has custody. Maybe it's where they live. But when we're talking about women and men aging,
he didn't do well. So we think.
Just.
You love how you really feel, Natalie.
It's not cute. It doesn't look good. It has not gone well. And I can't.
Thank you, Natalie.
Yeah. So I can see where Kristen is like.
Giddy up.
It's just like when she describes in the book, and I'm sure Kristen, it's like their skin.
You can't. You love skin.
They don't have. And their bodies are still hairless. Right. They don't have anything gross on their bodies.
Right.
Older men's bodies start to get things.
Yeah.
And
what?
Like hair.
On the back of their necks, down their back.
These boys' skin is like a butter fiber. Okay. Anyway. I just want you to know that I one of my sons and I got into The Bachelor because I find him very cute.
Yeah.
He's got a cute face. He seems like a really nice guy. Oh. He talked to us in our DMs.
He sure did.
And it was the finale last night, so I don't want anyone to tell me what happened because my son wasn't home to watch it with me.
And I never watched the finale of Love is Blind. I just haven't gone there yet.
Oh, that wasn't the finale, the wedding?
No, now they have like a sit down with everybody.
Let's do that together.
Yeah, I'm curious. I thought I'm so exhausted by with only two characters really had some breakout news. That was Chelsea and
Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the conversation about Megan Fox. I'm like, okay.
Well, I didn't realize that The Bachelor had been a contestant on another one and he'd had his heart broken. So he's already been through all of this. And the two girls that he has at the end, they're both really cute and nice.
Yes.
I don't really know who he's going to choose, but I have a guess that it looks like from the
trailer
that he walks away empty-handed, Catherine.
Oh.
But they don't come to him at that stand. And he's just such a sweet
boy. So what, they both leave him?
That's what they're making it look as the most dramatic rose ceremony ever. But he's getting into the car with nobody. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to let you know. I just have to do with.
She's dreaming.
Oh, it's cute.
Angel.
It's cute.
Chi-Chi.
The other thing that we're seeing that is happening in the news right now is P. Diddy.
I love this. The news.
What?
Our pop news.
By the way, I thought I was listening to entertainment news when I heard about this. And I realized it's the actual news because it's Homeland Security that is going into his homes. And by the time Homeland Security goes in, it means that they have official evidence that he is a sex trafficking.
Is it him or his sons? I heard it was his sons.
The sons were in the LA house at the time.
He's so they were Caribbean.
So they said they the boys were home, but it wasn't necessary. They were handcuffing them. They weren't necessarily arrested. They were because he spends most of his time in Miami, and it was the LA home.
Okay.
And then I heard them interview a neighbor, and the neighbor said, "Yeah, there's lots of girls that like 10 girls will come out and like."
Is he an Epstein? Oh my God, he's an Epstein part two.
I think so. Now I don't know how old his sons are. I assume they're older, but like P. Diddy, you knew some of this shit was going. What are you fucking? And then they were saying that even there's parts mentioned in this is there was another rapper producer that he worked with.
Yeah.
And that he had covered. He'd been asked to cover up a murder. J-Lo had brought the gun into a club one time. Prince Harry is mentioned in it. Not saying that they've done anything, but they're a part of this guy's coming out and saying all of the stuff that happened while he was working with Diddy.
Okay.
Well, I feel like Diddy has a decent reputation up till today.
The investigation is being led by Homeland Security agents in New York, where a lawsuit was filed against him by a former girlfriend last year accusing him of sex trafficking. In a statement issued, Homeland Security did not elaborate on the nature of its investigation. However, it has jurisdiction to investigate the illegal movement of people, goods, money, technology, and contraband, including sex trafficking.
Because they said that Diddy has been known to have the most epic parties, but every single room was set up with recording, as a lot of people's homes are.
R&B vocalist sued Combs in federal court. I don't know her name, Cassandra Ventura. In November, accusing him of subjecting her to physical abuse, sexual slavery, and rape during a 10-year professional and romantic relationship. The suit cited violations of sex trafficking and human trafficking under federal New York and California law.
So the neighbor, I can't believe the neighbor gave an interview, and he said, "I see women come in and out of here in bathing suits, and I thought it was just an after party, but now that I hear about the sex trafficking, I'm starting to realize it's all making sense." These people completely believe that they are above the law and will not get caught for this shit.
And if you are confused by sex trafficking, honestly, this is the moment. Someone recently said to me, do we take a second break?
No.
Second break.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I was talking to a mom at a dance competition, and she was like, "I'm so nervous to give a cell phone because I'm nervous of sex trafficking. And I said, "You know, I really encourage you to go and listen to this interview and Coming on Mondays, we're going to be releasing all of the common parent interviews on topics like this, because they will be, we think it's important for all people to be able to access them, but the members will get the actual Better in Five and the content of what to do, like how to talk to your kids about it and the steps to do. And I was like, you just go and learn this, because I bet half the people are reading this being like, there's no way he mm-hmm. stole. Sex trafficking is often done by people you know, mm-hmm. you love, you trust. Mm-hmm. It's in arrangements, and you're sort of sold via a person in exchange for money, gifts, housing. Mm-hmm. So you prey on vulnerable people, and then you keep them in kind of an abusive web like Epstein did. Like, they don't have a way to get out. They don't know what to do. They don't want to be there, but everything they have to keep them safe, mm-hmm. safe or housed is with the people, often their abusers. Mm-hmm. And they're manipulated to believe that what they're doing is okay. But when they look back in hindsight, they're like, I don't like this. And they don't have a voice on how to get out. That's just a tiny smidgen of what sex trafficking is.
Yeah. And it's so important that you understand what it is so you can talk to your children about it, both boys and girls.
And the common parent, if you go search it in the Circle app, you will find exactly what to say, how to talk to them about it. It gives you the cliff notes and what exactly to say and the terminology.
Therefore, if you're not a member of common parent,
go be one,
because you'll learn about all these things.
Everything is searchable, every topic in the app.
In the app, which makes it so easy for whatever thing. Just search it up, you put in the word and you'll get.
And even conversation starters, how to start it mm-hmm. without accusing and being nervous and being like, I do know sex trafficking. Like freaking out at them, being like, shut up.
Yeah. And also like being unaware and scaring the kids is not going to get you to help yourself and them understand. So yeah, I can't believe this is happening. I guess 50 Cent is always really outspoken about everything.
What did he say?
And on Instagram, I guess he was going crazy, and he was just basically like, you're like P. Diddy, P. Dunn. Like, you.
They all know. Like, but who is using him? That's what we need to know, is what people were acting, just like Jeffrey Epstein, what people.
Was involved.
Oh, and then Nickelodeon. That's another.
Tell me. Great.
So Nickelodeon is, I guess, one of the producers or one of the heads was a full Nellison. I have to get all of the information, because this was accused of sexually abusing like Amanda Bynes, and making like even Ariana Grande do weird things like suck their toes in the TV. So he had fetishes of what they would do, and the kids would have to do it, pour things on themselves, say things, do things.
Like during the filming?
Yeah, during the show.
During the show, it seemed like something funny, but really it was his fetish to watch that.
Like, pour this on you, suck your toe, like weird. And then
that's why there's a lot of weird shit that happens like on TikTok and on Instagram of kids be doing normal things, but someone using it and taking it and putting it.
So it says why there's a documentary called Quiet on Set on Nickelodeon Scandal exposes a half price of kids' TV. And I mean, my kids still watch those shows, by the way. And they're saying that I think three or four of them were like severely abused, horrifying accounts of alleged sexual assault.
The other crazy thing, if there's three or four, there was more.
Yeah. And one is Drake Bell, Miranda Cosgrove, Josh Peck. All of these kids were severely manipulated and taken advantage of, or accused. So now Drake Bell, who rose to the fame on The Amanda Show and Drake and Josh, reveals he was a victim in a criminal case for which Nickelodeon Dialogue coach Brian Peck pleaded no contest to lewd acts with a child. It appears that he was, I think, sexually abused the entire time. And then the filmmakers and talking heads accused Schneider of sexualizing the children's shows, repeatedly showing clips that included sexual innuendo or it appeared to mimic sexual acts like sucking things that were sexual. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to watch the documentary on that one.
Yes. Where am I watching that?
I'm going to have to look and see what it says.
It is kind of crazy to think of them putting children in a business like acting and putting them in the hands of,
well, guess what they're saying now.
You went.
That online parents are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, it is.
So it was TV and now it's online.
Yeah.
We're going to have such a mass amount of fallout from parents doing it to their children, because when money's involved, they say, things become
really confusing.
And brands don't care.
No.
Brands will fight to get your kids in it. And like, well, we really, without giving them a contract or giving the money for it, mm-hmm. just sort of like put them in there. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of like, no. No, unless they agree to it. But yeah, no, it's pretty crazy.
I know.
There's just,
see, that's why people love Taylor Swift and Travis right now.
It's just simple.
No, it's feel good.
Yeah.
It's feel good pop news. There's no, I can't think of another couple right now where, well, probably Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Where you're just.
But their son is fucked up.
True story. So you think about just something that is like feels good. Yeah. And that's why this movie will do so well. Hopefully it ends really nicely where you're like, aww.
Yeah.
Because we all need that. Aww.
We really do.
We really don't need this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No.
And J-Lo and Ben Affleck, I really did like that romance that she knew that he was the one.
Mm.
Like she broke up with her fiance and was like, actually, it's him. Mm. It's a real life rom-com. Got on a plane and flew right to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
That's the love of their lives.
Yeah.
They got on, they went from that to.
Yeah. Maybe.
You don't get up. And go running to the running arms of a smoker without it being true love. You don't.
Oh my gosh, guys. And the other thing, this is going to come out tomorrow. We're recording this. Our Facebook, we were robbed and stolen. And it's kind of crazy that we had a 2 million followers over there. That was, it was the first place that we ever created a community. It was our first home. And somebody stole our home and all of our friends inside of it. Hopefully we're going to get it back. But if you go over to Facebook right now, you will notice that
it's gone.
Unless it's tomorrow and we're back.
They put up a fake account. A fake ad net with our reels and stuff. But it's got 3 followers.
Scammers be scamming all over this. My son walks in the room. Scammers got scammed. I'm like, what are you saying?
We got scammed.
It's called scammers if scammers got scammed.
Scammers got scammed.
Anyways, guys, make sure to, first of all, subscribe to The Common Parent. Become a member. You need it. These topics are real. And we will see you on another podcast.
Boom.